Reboot your credit card with Apple Card, the only credit card designed for iPhone. It gives you up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase. Plus, Apple Card has no fees, not even hidden ones. Apply for Apple Card now in the Wallet app on iPhone. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Variable APRs for Apple Card range from 19.24% to 29.49% based on creditworthiness. Rates as of February 1st, 2024, terms and more at applecard.com. With Capella University's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, and today is a Q&A Weekends episode where we answer your question right here on the show. If you have a question you want to ask, just email us at support@businessrepublic.net. We'd love to answer your question right here on the show. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today's question comes from Lou. Lou asks, what do I look for when hiring a video editor? Good question, Lou. In today's episode, I'll share with you some things you should look for when you're looking at different video editors to choose from. How to differentiate editing skills from the actual video or the actual example of work that the editor is sharing with you. Sometimes we look at a video and we say, wow, this is a great video, but we're not really sure why it's great. Sometimes the reason why we think it's great has very little to do with the editing. So I'm going to explain how to kind of zone in on editing and know how to choose the right editor. Let's get into it, guys. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator, your all-in-one website hosting solution. HostGator takes care of your website hosting, gets you up and running with your business website, but also takes care of all the aspects of your business website. Things like domain names, SSL certificates, backups, security. These are things you just don't want to worry about. You want to focus on your business. And HostGator takes care of it all for you under one roof at an amazing price. Get an amazing 30% discount and get started for as low as $5 a month over at HostGator. Just go to HostGator.com/MBA30 for this deal. Again, that's HostGator.com/MBA30. So Lou asks, what do I look for when hiring a video editor? The first thing you should look at when you're looking to hire a video editor is to look at his or her body of work. Look at examples of the videos that they are actually editing. Do they have projects under their belt that are similar to yours? If you're creating a sales video for your business, maybe a wedding video editor is not the best choice. There's a different story, there's a different narrative being told in a wedding video. There's different editing skills required with wedding videos versus sales videos. So that's the first thing you should look for. Does the video editor have experience editing videos that are similar to the video that you want to produce? Now that you've narrowed that down, you're going to look at those types of editors and you're going to look at the videos that they've created before for other businesses. Now, when you're looking at their videos, I don't want you just to watch and say, wow, that's a wonderful video, and just have a singular opinion. You need to dissect the video and ask yourself, why do you like the video? What aspects of the video are compelling to you? A lot of the times we love a video because the script is amazing. And scripting has nothing to do with editing. That's a script writer. A lot of times a powerful video is driven with a great script. I always say, if I want to create a great sales video, I spend a lot of time on perfecting the script. So take note of what you like. The other thing is that you want to watch a video and ask yourself questions like, is it easy to understand what's going on here? Am I being walked through a process? Is there a conversation here? Is the communication clear? Do I understand what this product is, what problem it solves, how it solves it? Or is it just a bunch of snazzy cuts? I'm lucky enough to share a business and a life with somebody who knows a bit about video editing. Nicole is a New York Film Academy graduate, and she's taught me a lot about what to look for in a good edit. And sometimes people try to get fancy and they do a whole bunch of B-roll, meaning other footage, while something else is being said. And the other footage, the B-roll, has nothing to do with the message. Or it doesn't augment the message. It doesn't drive the message home. So you should ask the question, how is this being edited? Is the edit improving the way the message is being conveyed? Or is it just gimmicky? These are the things you need to notice in the work of this editor. Not only look at the imagery, but look at the music that they use. Does the music match the theme or the vibe of the actual video? Does the music overpower the actual read or the narration? Are they able to transition from one piece of music to another? Are they able to transition in and out of volume for the music? Sometimes we have to lower the volume because we're going into a certain part of the video where we need to explain certain technical aspects. Are these transitions too drastic? Just as we're noticing the transitions in audio, let's look at the transitions in the visual as well. Is there a easy sequence or easy flow, or are things just a bunch of jump cuts like a YouTube blogger? Are we using the same transitions, whether they're fades or cross dissolves? These are things I want you to take notice. Another thing I want you to notice when you're evaluating an editor's work is it edited enough? Sometimes the video is just too long and there's just a bunch of filler in there. The job of the editor is to tell the story in the most concise and powerful way. The editor has a lot of power over the outcome of your video. They're really shaping the story in the way they edit. Yes, there's a script and the script follows a narrative, but that script and the emotions it evokes can change by the way the video is edited. So keep that in mind as well when you're looking for editors. Another great test is their communication. You want to make sure they have great communication skills because you're going to be going back and forth editing this thing, different revisions, and just communicating your ideas about what you want to see in this video. So I personally would just email the person you're interested in working in after you've evaluated their work and see how they communicate on email back and forth. You can ask them questions like budget. You can ask them questions about, the length of time this is going to take. You can ask them for their feedback about the project or the video you want to create. See how prompt they are with the responses. See how helpful they are. That's going to go a long way with your relationship as you're building out this video. All in all, there's no surefire way 100% to get a winner every time you choose an editor. But you can get as close as possible by following some of the things I mentioned today, as well as just communicating them, contact them, and get a feel for them. There is one more piece of advice I do want to share with you. But before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, HostGator. One of my favorite aspects of HostGator's all-in-one web hosting solution is they provide you with 24/7 live support via phone, chat, or email. When it comes to your business website, you gotta have somebody who's got your back any time of day, any day of week. If you want to make an edit to your website, if you want to upgrade things, you want to add a domain name, you want to do anything at all when it comes to your website, you can call them up any time of day, you can send them an email, or you can go on live chat. This alone is an amazing asset to have. It's like having your own tech team right by your side along with your website hosting. They can get you up and running in no time with your business website. Give them a try, especially with this amazing discount they're offering listeners. Just go to hostgator.com/MBA30 and you'll save 30%. You can start for as low as $5 a month. Again, that's hostgator.com/MBA30. The last piece of advice I want to pass on with today's Q&A weekend question about how do I choose the right video editor or what do I look for? Generally speaking, of course, there are exceptions, but generally speaking, you're going to get what you pay for. We all have a budget. I understand that. So know your budget and know that you have limitations if your budget is, not as high as you'd like it to be. You're going to get a different type of editor with a budget of $1,000 versus $2,000. Versus $10,000 and beyond. There's editors that will charge more than that because they deserve it. This is just how it is when it comes to this type of craft. They're able to charge that much because they're worth that much. So keep that in mind. You want to find the best value, the best candidate for you within your budget. Be realistic about it and understand that, hey, maybe later down the line, you can afford somebody a little bit more expensive. You could see an ROI for that video in a business or in a product that you're developing. But for now, when you're working within your budget, understand there are limitations. All right, guys, that wraps up today's Q&A Weekends episode. Hope you loved it. Hit subscribe so you can get all our episodes automatically downloaded right on your device. All right, guys, before I go, I want to leave you with this. If you find a great editor, video, audio, graphic designer, whatever it is, any freelance work, if you find somebody who really does a great job and you have a great working relationship with them, hang on to them. They're really hard to find. Make sure you build a relationship with them and see if you could utilize them for other projects as well. Refer them to other people. Give them business. because they are a diamond. They're super valuable, and you really should treat them well and try to build a long-term relationship with people that work with you. And after all, they do help you grow your business, so that's huge. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. Another Q&A weekends. I'll see you then. Take care.
Save big money on everything. Now at Menards. Make quick work of your outdoor cleaning project with Masterforce outdoor and landscaping tools. The 80-volt cordless trimmer is powerful, efficient, and hassle-free. So you spend less time working on your yard and more time enjoying the results. On sale now through May 19th. Check out our wide selection of Masterforce tools and see the rest of our deals on Menards.com.
Save big money.